South Shields Roman Fort. This will give you a sense of what my first digging job was like as an archaeologist. All true. Most of these are true, I regret to say. South Shields Roman Fort. We're turning earth to find the Holy Grail, which Richard says is buried in South Shields. He's seen it now in graveyards, fields, and once, admittedly whilst pissed, the chip shop in Harbottle. Richard, who carves startling fuck spoons, a variation on the Welsh love spoon, is notorious for seeing grails in graveyards, forts, and once, I've said this once, admittedly whilst pissed, the chip shop in Harbottle. Are you still listening? Yes. So good I said it twice. Gaines, our own world-famed numismatist, despairs of this, as of much else since Mrs. Gaines was murdered. Fingering the thumbnail coins, denarii, decumane, looking at the obverse. Grief leaves him with a perfect mind for coins, for catalogues, unchallenged certainties. Everything is post or pre, defined by one event fixed as a rocking horse. The Roman sewers flush with rain, and from the cess give up a flattened ring with lovers' names. It's not the grail, but something glimmers in the mud for Gaines with his unfastened heart and Richard with his bulbous spoons. They were startling spoons, they really were. You wouldn't have wanted to eat off them. They were very rude. This is called excavation because it's about the perceptions, again, that people have of archaeology. Excavation. You think it's all gold filigree and toothbrushes. You think that on a hill in Wales or Worksop, a bearded man with whiskey in his flask can shape a bump of contour lines into a narrative. You think that we are joining dots and beeps to amplify a whisper from the dead. Nope. We break stones with picks and scrabble over spoil for evidence, push mud through a sieve for tooth and hobnail splints. Our nails and nerves are ragged. We hear the dead all right. They say, don't ask us anymore. Write your own damn story.